Welcome to episode 26 of Offbeat Tracks.
26. We now have an episode for every letter of the alphabet.
Whoa, we do.
Yeah.
Good call.
That's the trivia you get on Offbeat Tracks here.
We are still breathing.
I think.
Here to bring you a show about the band Breathe.
For a minute, you were just like commentating on like mortality,
the nature of our biological processes.
Yeah, I was like,
I was trying to figure out some cheesy ass way to tie the name of the band in.
Yeah, but
that's okay.
Hold your breathe.
Aha, that worked.
Oh, the Red Bull is getting me. Here we go.
So yeah, today we're gonna talk about, you know, you think cheesy ass boy band. You probably think late 90s bullshit that is awful and sucks. But what we're going to talk about today
is 80s version.
Is cheesy ass stuff from the late 80s. Because I don't think you can get more peak boy band than Breathe.
Nope.
I also, Breathe is...
In an era that isn't very boy bandy.
It's true. Breathe is also peak Britishness. Like, has there anything more British that's ever happened in the history of music than
maybe
Breathe?
Herman and the Hermits.
I mean, like...
Herman's Hermits are...
Oh, yeah.
I'm in ready, I thought, yeah, nothing's going to be more British than that.
That's ever. True. That's...
They're gotta, more... That's more British point, than Queen Elizabeth.
Breathe is about on that level.
Yeah, it's very true.
I mean, there is nothing more British to me than four white dudes who all went to like a private school together, getting together to do jazz pop with synthesizers in the 80s.
Good Lord. I was telling Max before we... I was... For the listener, I was telling Max who did this when he suggested to do this. I had not actively heard of Breathe, but I was like, whatever, I can't be terrible. And then I realized I did hear one of the songs that we were doing, and I was like, I think I heard it on a radio station. I immediately turned it over because I was like, what the hell is this? And it's a lot, Breathe. It's a lot.
It's very heavy. Breathe is an appropriate name for them because you have to stop and do that while listening to their music.
You do. You have to check and make sure your lungs are still working because they may not be voluntarily anymore. Your body may be rebelling against itself. I also described this. I was like, this music, because I didn't know if Max was like super into Breathe. Like, man, very seriously, you got to listen to these time signatures. Like, I didn't know if he was like super into it.
I do
it.
Say things like that a lot.
Yeah, I do when I talk about Rush. It's like, you know, I grew up in the late 90s boy band era.
Yes.
So, like, I was very into Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and they had a lot of cheesy songs that, you know, that, like, you like when you're 13 because you're just into that. And whenever you hear them 20 years later, you're, like, still into it because you loved it so much. I feel like that's the only way you could, like, Breathe. Like, these are songs that I would have liked had I been 13 at the time and just always loved.
Do you think that you would have liked them being 13 years old in the 90s and hearing this?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
I mean, that's probably about how old I was when I first heard Breathe. I was probably like 11 or 12. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
No, it's just a lot.
Yeah, no.
It's a lot of look.
I don't love their whole catalog, but I do like a couple of the bigger hits from the United States. But we'll get to that. So, Breathe, they are from Hampshire, England.
Hampshire.
Of course they are.
Hampshire.
Is that how a British person says
Hampshire? Hello, Hampshire. I'm from Hampshire.
Hampshire.
Hampshire. Not new Hampshire, old Hampshire.
Yes. OG Hampshire. Yeah. And they literally met at school. They were at the Yateley School together.
And their little uniforms.
It's exactly.
In Hampshire.
Oh, you totally know they had little uniforms.
They had little suspenders.
I don't really have much of concept of how old Breathe were, like the members were when they started this group. But I would have to imagine they were... I mean,
they had to be really young. I know one of the guys.
They could have been late teens. I mean, they could have been like 19 when they
what
started
time
this group.
What year did they start the group?
1988 was the first
one
album.
One of the guys I know was born in 66. I would just remember that number. So I'm assuming they were about that year.
I have a feeling I know why you remember that date.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who had the unfortunate fate. He passed away.
R.I.P. Spoiler alert.
because he was the one with the cool name. His last name was Spice.
Spike Spicer.
Spice, that's right. Breathe's first album, All That Jazz, comes out April of 1988 in the UK and the US. Big hit both places.
This is my first thing with Breathe. Everyone's like, oh yeah, it's like soft pop meets that like... puppy jazz thing. Where's the jazz here? I'm not hearing the jazz.
Okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. There is jazz here to be heard.
I'm not hearing the jazz.
Okay. No jazz. I don't hear jazz.
There's no jazz.
Hands to Heaven is Breed's first real single. This was a big international hit all over Europe. This is the
one that I had heard until I turned it over.
And you've heard Hands to Heaven. If you think you've never heard Hands to Heaven, you're wrong. You've heard this song.
You maybe haven't heard it in 20, 25 years. It's the one that's like,
tonight I need your sweet caress. Everybody knows that part. And right now, everybody listening to this is going, oh, yeah. Fuck that song.
That's exactly what they're saying. That's what I said last night when I was listening to this before. I was like, oh, yeah, this song.
No, I very unironically love this song. I think it's a really, I think it's a really pretty pop ballad. And despite his voice being very soft and, you know, like a warm fog that's breathing on the back of your neck. Hey, I just said breathe and I didn't mean to. Maybe that's where they got the band name. It's just constantly like their music is just breathing on the back of your neck. Like you're supposed to feel a little you're supposed to feel a little uncomfortable while you're listening to it.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, like, in defense of this, it's a great pop song. I can see why it's a hit.
It is.
It builds, it's beautifully structured.
And I maintain if Taylor Dane sang this song, you would love it. Imagine Taylor Dane singing Hands to Heaven.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
You think we could petition Taylor Dane to record a version of Hands to Heaven? Like, I literally just
feel like she'd be too sassy. This, she'd be like, what the hell? Leave me alone.
This song sucks. I just imagine that's how she talks. No, Hands to Heaven does not suck, in my opinion, for the record. I do love this song.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
Okay, so Jonah is the next single, and I'm with you. This one's pretty bad.
My notes on this, it's just three words. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I don't... what can you say about Jonah?
Here's what I have to say about Jonah in comparison to the rest of this record. Breathe tries to go up-tempo a few times on this record. Sometimes they do it correctly, and sometimes they do it incorrectly. This would be one of the incorrect times.
Yeah.
This is a swing and a miss for me. I'm not feeling Jonah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate any of these songs.
It wasn't even a big hit in the UK. It just didn't, yeah. I don't know. It just, there's something about songs like this that just have a lot of horns, and they kind of are trying to do this swing thing, and I don't know.
Is that where the jazz is?
Yeah, I guess that was the jazz in this part. I don't know. Just, this one didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I feel nothing.
So we move on to a song now that was not a big hit in the UK, but hit pretty dang big in the United States.
This
was a number 3 single on the Hot 100, if you can believe that. Hands to Heaven was number 2. That was their biggest hit.
How crazy is that?
But yeah, they hit number 3 with How Can I Fall.
Yeah, this is the one that I think sounds the most boy bandy.
Yes, I agree. And this is also very, like, the archetype of late 80s ballads.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants, like, how did you do a ballad in 1988 with a Yamaha DX7? Bam. Give them this song. I mean, it starts right away with the DX7 electric piano. And ding, yeah. Ding.
I mean, it's not terrible. It's nothing I would ever, you know, like I said, if I were 13 at the time this came out, I would love it, and I would love it forever. But I wasn't.
And I think the jazz elements, by the way, that we're talking about with Breathe are the saxophone that you hear in this one and in Hands to Heaven.
No, but then my thing is, there's so much saxophone in late 80s. Like, was all that jazz? Was all that jazz? All that jazz.
That's the name of this record.
Was all of that jazz?
Was all of that jazz? Well, according to this album, it was, yes. Like, are you even paying attention?
I don't know. I just feel like we're just using anything that could be used in a jazz thing, popping into pop music, and suddenly it's jazz. Okay. It's jazz pop. I just find it.
I feel it's that. It's kind of like throwing a steel guitar randomly into a rock song and saying it's a country song.
That's what gets white basic people to say, oh, I love listening to jazz. But then they go and actually listen to like real jazz and they're like, fuck this. This is terrible. This is the stuff that causes that.
Do you think there were basic white people in the 80s like yuppie? Well, you know, I mean, every yuppie probably had a Breathe tape in their car, right? In 1988.
Probably. With their little sweaters hanging around their shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I think when you buy a Breathe cassette or when you bought a Breathe cassette in 1988, you automatically got like a sweater to tie around your neck.
Came with a Lacoste polo. Yeah, exactly. And some boat shoes.
Exactly. And some boating shoes and some really light khakis. Yes, white slacks.
Wow, this is like really crossing into 2016 fashion or 2017, whatever the hell year it is now.
No, 2016. We need to leave this shit in 2016, yes.
It won't. You know it won't. We couldn't even leave it in 1986 or whatever. 1988. We're stuck with it forever, Max.
Could I lie to you? I'm just too weak to face the truth. Now I know I should make a move. What more can I say? How can I fall? How can I fall when you just won't give me reasons? When you just won't give me reasons at all?
So Breathe had what I said was like the wrong way to do an up-tempo song and the right way to do an up-tempo song. This to me is an example of the right way that they did up-tempo music.
We are speeding up the game here with Breathe. Yes. They are taking a risk.
They did a song called Don't Tell Me Lies. This was also a huge hit. This was a top 10 single in the United States. So weird. Did not do very well back in their homestead of Hampshire, England. But big hit in the U.S. Top 10. Don't Tell Me Lies.
Yeah, I did not expect to dance when I started listening to Breathe. I actually kind of danced to this song. Yeah,
it's a good one.
They threw me off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Breathe would release their second record, which was called Peace of Mind, 2 years later in 1990. And last week on Jane Wiedlin, we talked about how Jane's 1990, because she also had a release in 1988 and a release in 1990. I didn't even notice that parallel when we were planning these episodes, but that's interesting. Jane's sound graduated very well from the 80s into the 90s, as we said. I actually think Breathe's did as well. I think that if you listen to Peace of Mind, it does not sound like an 80s record. It doesn't sound like a band that had hits in the 80s and would try to continue their sound into the 90s. They very much were trying to grow with the times and sound like a 90s
group. The second album is definitely a bit of a progression as it goes. It's not the same exact stuff. Good Lord, they could not have done the first album again. That would actually, hell, it probably would have been top five again.
In 1990? I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of shit in 1990 that made it big that is very weird. 1990s, it's a transition time. But no, I think it is a very good 1990 record.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know about good.
No, I know what you mean though. It fits in well with the time. Yeah. It doesn't sound out of place in 1990. Yes, exactly. I agree with you. Their first single off of it was called Say Hello.
A little bluesy.
Yeah, very much.
Watch out, ladies. Breathe is coming for your girlfriend.
Yeah, they lost the neck sweaters and everything, and they're kind of doing like the muscle shirts in the video and everything, and it was like, okay. I see you, Breathe.
You're the bad boys of Hampshire.
The bad boys of Hampshire.
The bad blokes of Hampshire. The naughty blokes of Hampshire.
The mad lads of Hampshire.
I hope they don't listen to this.
Oh, I hope they do. They need to know what they've done.
Distant admiration just won't get me near. God knows I've tried so hard to shake away all my fears. I wish I had the courage just to say hello. To say hello to you.
Their second single was called Say a Prayer. It's still kind of in that bluesy vein that you were talking about. Yes. This is like a very early attempt at like the alt-rock pop thing.
I enjoyed this one the most out of all of the Breeze songs.
Interesting.
It's still cheesy as hell, but course, like...
Yeah, all of this is cheesy. I mean, I think that is implicit. We're talking about Breeze. There is a cheese factor that is will never go away.
It's upbeat enough, and it's cheesy, but it's not too cheesy. I think it's a good balance. But I also wonder if listening to all of this Breeze at once, if like just my standards lowered by the time we got to this one, and I was just looking for any bit of good. I don't know. Like the beauty of a rose on a summer night.
So we close with one more Breeze final single. They had to return to their ballady roots and release a song called Does She Love That Man?
She probably does.
She probably does, and not you, because you are in Breeze. You mad lad of Hampshire.
Mad lad of Hampshire. Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, this is... It's just...
The thing that killed me about this song... Do you find that they overpronounced the chorus like that man?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it like was driving me up the wall. And then I started singing it at the dog, and then she was like trying to attack me. So I was like, that man. She was like, go away, Mom. I'm scared.
Yeah, it is a little Broadway musical-esque.
It's too much.
Yeah. When I saw her with another man and a sparkle in her eyes. She loved that man the way that I'm loving her still. Does she love that man? For she had broken my will to survive. Well, you made it. You made it to the end of our Breeze episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Breeze broke up shortly after that second
record. They're no longer breathing.
I think they broke up.
Yeah.
Pretty shortly after. I mean, as far as I know, they're not doing any kind of reunion tours or anything like that. Yeah, if they are, they're hiding.
Apparently two of the dudes, I can only remember Spike Spicer's name.
Right.
But there are two of the dudes whose names will always be never remembered in my head.
Just something British. Fill in the blank. Something
yeah,
British.
Yeah, they're in England somewhere in a band called Stroke the Toad.
Of course they are.
Which, I don't know, that just, it works.
Stroke the Toad.
I'm sure they're fake jazz.
Yes, sadly, the drummer, whose name was Spike Spicer, as you brought up, he died in 2000.
Yeah.
And yes, he was the one you're remembering, born in 1966. So yeah, if they were all about that age, and yeah, they would
34,
have been early 20s when they started Breeze. So yeah,
they were in the right.
So yes, just a couple of mad lads from Hampshire. Some mad university lads from Hampshire. making their jazzy pop.
They were too rebellious to get into Eton.
Oh, you know, love them or hate them, Breeze was a thing.
I'm so sorry.
And I do think that they were this kind of this linchpin in the late 80s pop ballad sound, because you still hear How Can I Fall and Hands to Heaven. You still hear these songs on like light rock tinged music services of any kind, that you always, one of those will always come up.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing that they managed to get those two songs into the canon and they've stuck around.
It's very strange to me, but like, you know, it happened and that's why we have to talk about it. And I'm very sorry to any British people who might be listening to this and heard us with our ridiculous accents.
Doing poor accents.
That is truly how you sound to us Americans. So,
don't listen to her. She's a mad woman from Kentucky.
I know there are at least two British people that listen to this because they're friends with me.
What would be the opposite? Like, what's the Kentucky equivalent of being a mad lad from Hampshire? All I can think is that boy ain't right. he's a Louisville. That boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right.
That's all he got.
That boy. There's got to be. I'm too in it to know. God, there's got to be something. I'm trying to think of shit my aunts say.
I know. So we're the, like, Southern people, Southern United States people are the kings and queens of analogies. Like, well, I can't think of anything that's not ridiculously inappropriate, because the ones my friends and I come up with are always sexual in nature. But that boy's madder than a rhino with his horn stuck in a tree. Yeah, you always hear things like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not.
That boy's angrier than a fat man with a fried chicken craving driving by a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Man, that hits home. Yeah, hey, I know. Real. See,
they just go on and on and on and on. Also, fuck Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's not even good.
No. Your advertisement dollar's not wanted here.
Yeah.
But hey, if you want to advertise with us and you don't work for Chick-fil-A, call us.
Actually, you could probably. Like, if you paid us enough, Chick-fil-A, I don't know.
No, no, no.
Okay, we're not
doing that. Right. Okay, yeah, offbeattrackscast.com is our website, though.
We are on Twitter at offbeattracks.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know what you'd like to hear in future episodes, or just what you think of the show. Like hearing the feedback. Or if you're one of the artists that we've talked about and you are pissed off, or you like what we said, either or. Yeah.
Find
us. Hit us up. Let us know. Sue us.
We're just looking for attention, and we will get it any way we can.
Any press is good press. All right, until next week, I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
See ya.